the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Sunny day today along the Lake Shore. Maybe some raindrops tomorrow, but the weekend looks pretty good. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. Bruce Riggs and Barbara Vincenson are given the proverbial red carpet treatment around Holland today and tomorrow. The landscape designer from New York and the architect from New Jersey are scheduled to give the Tulip City the old once over as judges for the America in Bloom Beautification Awareness Competition. Holland is competing with DeKalb, Illinois, Huntington, West Virginia, and Winter Garden, Florida in the 30,000 to 50,000 population category for national honors and is the defending champion in this category. At-large City Councilwoman Nancy DeBoer, who has been a part of the Holland in Bloom local committee involved in this program, says that this competition brings out the Tulip City strengths.
We really value our heritage and our environmental efforts, and the way we have a great overall impression, the quality of life here, our turf and ground cover, floral arranging, and there's just so many areas that Holland really wants to do a great job in.
In the first 2 years in this competition, Holland has earned overall kudos for tidiness and environmental efforts.
Our area is working hard to take care of its earth and trees and flowers and all that's green. But it goes much more beyond that to how do we use our resources.
Winners will be announced on September 21st. Perrigo apparently isn't about to stand still, waiting for governmental and shareholder approval of Monday's merger with Elan Pharmaceuticals that would lead to the formation of a new Perrigo based in Ireland. The drug maker, still operating out of Allegan, continues to churn out generic forms of name-brand medications and products, with the latest being Fluticasone Propionate Lotion, better known as Cudafate. The FDA yesterday gave Perrigo the final approval to start marketing its own version of the atopic dermatitis medication immediately, with company officials hoping to tap into the around $19 million annual sales that GlaxoSmithKline receive from this product. Construction season is in full swing along the lakeshore and across the state as long-needed road repair projects have been augmented by Michigan Turn Creations along U.S. 31 north of Holland and Business 196 in Zeeland. One of the biggest headaches for motorists has been the rebuilding of Washington Avenue in Holland from 32nd Street South to near the U.S. 31 Junction. But as Holland Assistant City Manager Greg Robinson told host Duke Van Oss on WHTC's Talk of the Town program this morning, the project is on schedule.
It's highly used, and when you do any type of construction project, which is just going to be necessary every 15 years or so, it's going to disrupt the activities. But
yeah.
We are getting there. The project is on schedule. We're going to be shifting lanes here, I believe, next week. We are still on target to have that project completed by the end of August.
The other major project has been the building of the I-96 M-231 junction near Nunica, which has narrowed traffic in both directions to one lane in that area. It's closed off the major exit from the east to Grand Haven, snarling traffic heading for the Coast Guard Festival that will be running through Sunday. A U.S. bankruptcy judge has cleared the way for Detroit property owners to file appeals in regards to property assessments. Yesterday, Judge Stephen Rhodes issued an order allowing several property owners who had asked for permission to file appeals. Now, prior to the order, Rhodes had frozen all lawsuits and claims against the city in its bankruptcy case. While Detroit property owners can file cases with the Michigan Tax Tribunal, tribunal hearings are still on hold and refunds can't be collected. The AARP wants that federal judge, Stephen Rhodes, to hold harmless municipal pensions in Detroit's Chapter 9 filing.
AARP spokesman Mark Hornback says most of the city's retirees are on fixed incomes and beyond the point at which they could go back to work.
You know, that's a direct hit on standard of living. It's sort of a renege on a promise that they were counting on for their economic security during their retirement years. They're relying, in a lot of cases, solely on their pension checks. These are not wealthy individuals. The average firefighter in Detroit, for example, has an annual pension of about $30,000.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says it would be unconstitutional to cut the pensions. I'm Rob South.
Now, while some might see as a disaster, such as Detroit's financial plight, others are seeing it as an opportunity.
Ryan Hoyle with New Jersey-based software development firm Galaxy Solutions says the business looked all around the world to determine the best place to expand their operations.
We chose Detroit because it gave us just low-cost rent, large availability of really prime A real estate, but most importantly, it gave us an opportunity to tap into the talent that we need to grow our business.
Galaxy's already hired 150 people in Detroit, and they're looking to bring that total to 500. Hoyle says he believes that at least one key to Detroit's future success is letting young people know about opportunities that do exist in emerging businesses, and therefore heading off the Michigan brain drain. I'm Elisa Z.
Score one for the Republicans on Capitol Hill. That appears to be what happened when the House approved a Senate version of a new student loan bill that is more in line with what the lower chamber had wanted than what majority Democrats in the upper chamber were holding out for. The House had wanted to tie government-backed student loans to financial market rates, but the Senate disagreed, wanting instead to freeze rate to current levels. The impasse led to the doubling of student loan rates on July 1st when the current legislation had expired, but was broken when the White House and Senate Democrats agreed to the market plan, but with caps to prevent runaway rate hikes. Congressman Bill Heisinger was not chortling, though, when he and his House colleagues voted for the new bill.
We think it's the right thing to do. And what it is, it's not a victory for one side or the other. It's a solution for students and for parents.
The Zealand Republican warns that the student loan issue is a symptom of a far bigger problem, one of runaway college costs.
These kids and these parents are having to make some tough decisions, and it's not just about what your student loan interest rate is. It's what is the cost behind all that, and that is something we have to tackle. It's going to be at the state level, as well as the federal level. I think that discussion needs to happen.
President Obama is expected to sign the student loan legislation shortly. If you want to go hunting in Michigan this fall, you may have to go back to the classroom.
It's rabbit season! Duck season! Rabbit season! Duck season! Rabbit season! Duck season!
Anyone born on or after January 1st, 1960 is required to complete the course prior to buying a Michigan license or taking an out-of-state hunting trip. There are three types of courses: a traditional classroom, a home study, and an online version. Each type of course requires field work with an instructor. The DNR is also looking for people interested in becoming hunter education instructors. For more information, go to michigan.gov/hunter-education.
Let's try that again.
Diane Costin, WHTC News.
The Tigers are enjoying the day off at home after peeling off five straight victories over National League competition. Following a weekend sweep of visiting Philadelphia by an aggregate score of 24-5, Jim Leland's team polished off Washington in back-to-back games downtown by a total margin of 16-2, including an 11-1 laugher yesterday afternoon.
It's not who you're playing, sometimes it's when you're playing them. And we caught a couple teams at the right time, and we did very well. I don't want to take anything away from our ball club. Well, like I said, we caught a couple good teams at the right time.
The Tigers get back to American League play tomorrow evening, opening up a three-game series versus the White Sox at Comerica Park. Catch all the action on 1450 WHTC starting at 640. The Pale Hoes are just trying to get out of Cleveland alive. The Indians have registered three last-bat victories over Chicago in as many nights, and host the White Sox in a game that's just underway at Flo's Place, better known as Progressive Field. Monday night, it was Jason Giambi slugging a homer in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ryan Rayburn, the ex-Tiger, who loves to torment Chicago, had a two-run single on Tuesday night in the bottom of the eighth inning that snapped a four-all tie. And then Carlos Santana made the White Sox say, "Oye, como va?" with a tenth-inning homer last night. The matinee has a couple of pitching aces on the mound. Chris Sale of Chicago, Justin Masterson of the Tribe. Sox have lost six straight, nine of their last ten. Cubs salvaged the finale of a four-game series with Milwaukee by defeating the visiting Brewers last night 6-1. And while the Cubs have been noted for getting rid of players, i.e. Matt Garza and Alfonso Soriano, they did get one back. David DeJesus drove in three runs. Chicago manager Dale Swaim is pleased to get his outfielder, the one-time Tiger tormentor of the Royals, back from injuries.
It was like us trading for a new player when we got DeJesus back in the lineup. He just gives you those quality at-bats, and, you know, he's the one guy all year that's hit with men in scoring position for us, and that was our trade about a week ago.
Chris Rosen gets the pitching start for the Cubs this evening in the opener of a four-game series versus the Los Angeles Dodgers at Wrigley Field. He'll be opposed by Ricky Nolasco, recently acquired by them bums from Miami. The Whitecaps look to continue their second-half rally for a Midwest League playoff berth tonight when they once again face the Great Lakes Loons, who are two games ahead of them for that position. West Michigan took the first two games of the four-game series at home, including last night's 3-1 triumph, but now the scene shifts to Dow Diamond in Midland. Jeff Thompson starts for the Caps against 16, that's right, 16-year-old Mexican phenom Julio Urias, who has beaten West Michigan twice already this season, allowing just 3 hits and 11 total scoreless innings. Ben Chiswick, Dan Elview will be bringing you all of the action on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com beginning at 6:55 p.m. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for some sun and some clouds this afternoon with a high of 78. Mostly clear tonight, low 64. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of a thunderstorm, high 80. And then for the weekend, showers Saturday morning, then clearing with a high of 79. More sun than clouds on Sunday. Of course, it's Sunday, so the sun should be there. High 75. 62 is the water temperature. Yellow flag. Caution flag is flying. And this news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.